जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो,
जिस हाल में जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो।
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण राधारमण।
यत् वाचा नयभ्युदितं येन वागभ्युद्यते तदेव ब्रह्मत्वं वित्ति नेदं यदिदं उपासते यन्मनसा न मनुते।
सो द क्वेश्चन वाच केन सितं पतितं प्रेषितं मनः केन प्राण प्रथम प्रैति युक्त। द रियल क्वेश्चन इज हु एम आई। द पर्पट ऑफ द क्वेश्चन इज दैट हु एम आई। am I this anatma vastu or I am other than this? Prana, mana, chakshu, vak, they all relate to anatma. The real question, the purport of all this question is that who am I? He wants to know that. And the answer given was srutrasya srutam. Mind of mind, prana of prana, vak svak is the ear of the ear, is mind of the mind. No definite answer was given. What is that definite answer? He didn't say Atman. No. Why so? The reason was that that tattva, that Atman, that Brahman is nirgun nirakar. There is no form, you can't describe. That is why it is said srutrasya srutam. Second reason was that we think these eyes are seeing. Eyes are subject, ears are subject, mind is subject. But the answer says, no, these are also object, they are not subject. We also come to know about our mind. Mind is angry, mind is peaceful, we come to know about that. So mind is also object. We can see the hearing or the shortcomings of our eyes and all that is known. So they are not subject. That is why it is said, it is srutrasya srutam. But no, 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 I want to experience it. I want to feel it. Then in the third mantra, it is said, na tatra chachu gacchati. No, you can't perceive it. Why? Your eyes. Na vak gacchati. By chakshu, now you have to take that chakshu is the representative of all organs of perception. By one word, you have to take that all five gyanendriyas, or five organs of perception can't reach. Number one. Na vak gacchati. Vak represents organs of action. So by organs of action also, you cannot grasp it. By hand, you cannot grasp that tattva. Or by walking, you cannot reach that tattva. Na vak, na mana. By mind also you cannot reach. Because the mind is the seat of emotions. So that tattva is not an emotion. So how can you grasp it by mind? Na vidmaha. By intellect also you cannot conceptualize it. This is like this. Na bijanimo yatha deita punus anusisyat. We don't know how to teach. Very good. Anyat eva tad vidita tathato abhidita adhi. Adhi means it is different from vidit and abhidita. What is different from vidit and abhidita? This is how we have been taught in the Guru Sishya Parampara. I cannot teach you because this is formless and attributeless. But we have been taught in Guru Sishya Parampara that it is different from vidit and abhidit, from the known and unknown, from the gross and the subtle, from the manifest and unmanifest. It is different from all these three. This way we have been taught. Vidit, known things, gross things. Abhidita, subtle things like your emotions or the thing which has not come into existence, which is unmanifest, like tree in the seed. Is unmanifest. Abhidita. We don't know now, but it will come. But it is said that Brahman, that Atman, that Tattva is different from vidit and abhidita. Different from gross and subtle. Different from manifest and unmanifest. Iti susrum purvesam. We have heard from our teacher, we have heard from our ancestors. And this way we have been taught. And that is the Praman. Vedas are the Praman. Earlier the Vedas were all memorized. It used to come into Guru Sishya Parampara. Then after that in the verse number 4, it is said, Yad vachana abhyuditam. It cannot be described by speech. Yena vagam abhyudyate. by which the speech is empowered, that is Brahma. Tadeva tam Brahma Vidhi, that is Brahma, which empowers the speech. And we have seen that the organ of speech is not Brahman. Three things we have learned. Organ of speech. Organ of speech means you take all five organs of action. Organ of speech is not Brahman. Whatever is described by the speech is also not Brahman. Whatever you describe only the objects of the world. It's the worldly things you describe. You cannot define or describe Brahman. Number two, the ability to speak is also not Brahman. Brahman is that by which you get the ability to speak. Clear? Organs of action, vak, is not Brahman. Whatever is described by vak or the speech is also not Brahman. Ability to speak is also not Brahman. Then what is Brahman? Brahman is that by which all organs of action, they get their ability. Tadeva brahmatam vidhi. Tadeva brahmatam vidhi. We see, no? I am speaking. You see, the I itself is Brahman. It's the direct statement. Who is this jiva? This jiva is Brahma. That I is Brahman, tadeva is the direct statement. Tadeva tam brahma vidhi, na idam yadim upasate, not idam idam, not this which we are doing worshipping. It is not criticizing idol worship, it is not criticism of puja. Why? It's like this, we have studied earlier. It was said, yad viditam tad alpam. Do you remember? Shankaracharya said, yad viditam tad alpam martyam dukhatmakam cheti heyam. Whatever is known, that is alpam. That is limited. And anything which is limited is martyam. Perishable, it will die. So if you think that the Brahman is there only in that idol which you are seeing as an object, then your understanding is not full. From Krishna, from Ram, go to the Krishna Tattva, to Ram Tattva, the essence in that Ram and Krishna, you have to go up to that. Your understanding will then be complete. The essence in Ram, the essence in Ganesh, the essence in Krishna, and the essence in you is not that the idam idam is only the Brahman. Aham is also Brahman. The worshipper also is Brahman. Other than idam, there is another word, we call it aham. So whatever you perceive as a idam idam idam, that is alpam. That is martyam. That is dukkhatmakam. Therefore, he am rejected. The purpose is that don't keep your vision limited. No doubt, the murti of Krishna represent Krishna. There is no doubt about that. But the person who is worshipping, he is also Brahman. So you have to expand your vision. Then, next.
Yad manasa na manute, ena hur mano matam, ena hur mano matam. Tadeva brahmatvam vidhi, tadeva brahmatvam vidhi, yenam yadidam upasate,
नैनं यदिदं उपासते यन्मनसा न मनुते एनाहुर्मनोमतं तदेव ब्रह्मत्वं विद्धि नेदं यदिदं उपासते नेदं यदिदं उपासते
तो तदेव ब्रह्म विद्धि नेदं यदिदं उपासते दिस लाइन विल कंटिन्यू इन अनदर थ्री वर्सेस तो वी हैव एक्सप्लेन इन आवर लास्ट वर्स दैट व्हाट इज ब्रह्मन इज नॉट रेस्ट्रिक्टेड टू ओनली वन फॉर्म सो हियर शी सेड द क्वेश्चन इज द माइंड द अल्टीमेट थिंग और इज समथिंग देयर बियॉन्ड माइंड ऑल्सो इज द माइंड सब्जेक्ट और एन ऑब्जेक्ट That has to be decided. We want to reach ultimate subject. Yan mansa na manute, it cannot be thought of by mind. Cannot be thought of by mind. It never becomes object of mind. Very good. Yen ahu manomatam, because of which mind is able to function. That is Brahman. In mind, we get many types of thoughts. Different type of thoughts are coming. By mind, we process, we analyze, we remember, we classify, then we take a decision. Lot of types of thoughts are coming. But they are not Brahman. These are all the functions of the mind. Here it is said, Shankaracharya says, Manah iti antahkaranam buddhi manaso rekatvena kriyate. Here the mind includes antahkaran. That means the buddhi is included here. Don't take mind only here. Here mind represents the total antahkaran. And beautiful definition is given of mind here by Shankaracharya. Manute anena iti manasar. मनुते अनेन इति मना डिफिनेशन ऑफ माइंड अर्लियर वी हैव स्टडीड द डिफिनेशन संकल्प विकल्प मन एंड गुरुदेव हैज डिफाइंड व्हाट इज द माइंड इट्स फ्लो ऑफ थॉट्स बट हियर शंकराचार्य जी सेइंग मनुते अनेन इति मन अनेन बाय विच मनुते मीन्स थिंकिंग बाय विच You think is called mind. Then after that, what is this mind? Then he says, Sarva Karana Sadharanam. Sarva Karana Sadharanam. It is a karan, it is an instrument. Sadharanam, common instrument. It is a common instrument. Why it is called a common instrument? It is called common instrument. Whatever we perceive by organs of perception, five organs of perception we have, five jnanendriya, whatever we perceive, mind is required. If mind is sadharan karan, then what is special karan? Special karans are all these organs of perception. They are special. Why special? Because eyes can see only form and color, eyes can't hear. Ear can hear but can't see. So they are special karan. For particular thing, for perception, you need particular instrument. So these are special. But mind, mind is common in all. Mind is common in all. You see, both mind and sadharan karan and special karan, both are required for any perception. How? Suppose I am walking on the street, from the other side my friend is coming, my eyes are open, mind is not there, mind is thinking something else, I am not able to see my friend. That means mind is not available at that time. Mind is there but I am blind. This instrument is not there. What will happen? Perception will happen? No. Both are required. Good. What does this mind do? Sarva visaya vyapakatvat. It pervades and envelops all visaya, all sense objects. It pervades all sense objects. How? In association with the organs of perception, it goes to the sense object and pervades it there, envelops it and makes a vritti and come inside. When we see chair, chair is not entering into my mind. What is entering? A vritti. Eyes are seeing, mind associated with the mind, forms a, it covers that object and a vritti is formed. In this way we get it. Mind is sarva visaya vyakatvat. So therefore, mind is behind all organs of perception. It is behind all organs, all five organs of perception. Therefore, it is called sadharan karan. Then said, what are the types of vrittis that come into our mind? Kamah, sankalpah, vichikissa, shraddha, asraddha, dhriti, adhriti, hi, dhi, iti et sarvam mana eva. These are all mind. Kamah, desire, sankalpah. Sankalpa is the pre-stage of desire. Fanciful thinking, that becomes desire later on. Kamah, sankalpa, vichikissa, doubt. Doubt comes. That also is a vritti. Vichikissa, shraddha. Shraddha is faith. Asraddha, no faith. Dhriti, fortitude. Adhriti, opposite of fortitude. Hri, modesty. Dhi, understanding. These are all vrittis. So mind is seat of all of them. This is our experience. Upanishad is not giving a different definition from whatever we have learned. It has just only elaborated little bit. It's the same mind which Gurudev has said, it's a flow of thought. Or Raman Maharshi has said, Vrittyamana. Vrittyamana? Vrittis are mind only. Here also, Upanishad has little bit elaborated, kaam, sankalpa, vichikissa, sraddha, asraddha, dhriti, adhriti, ri, dhi. Just explain little bit more. Mind is thinking, but this mind can't think of Brahman. Why so? If mind can think of Brahman, the Brahman becomes object, mind becomes subject. Then you, what would be the inference?
It's finite.
Yes. Did you get the science? If the mind is able to think about Brahman, then Brahman becomes object of the mind. Mind becomes subject. And any object is alpa. That we have already discussed. Whatever you see in this world, whatever is objectified, is alpa. And anything alpa will be martyam, it will die. When it will die, it will dukkha. So our Brahman will be perishable, dying. Brahman will give us dukkha. Not acceptable. Very good. Since Brahman is nirgun nirakar, it can't be thought of. Even in Tattva Bodh we have learned, whatever is known as madiyam madiyam, that is not subject. We have seen madiyam sariram, madiya prana, madiyam manah, cha madiya buddhi. Then how can mind be subject? Mind is known. I know I am angry. I know I am calm. Mind is known. So mind is not ultimate subject. And Brahman is beyond mind. it can never become the subject. Then it is said, ten manasa yat chaitanya jyoti manaso avabhasakam. Mind is not that we have studied in our Tattva Bodha also. Then who is the illuminator? Avabhasakam. Chaitanya. It is said, manasa yat chaitanya jyoti. It is illumined by the Chaitanya Jyoti. What is this Chaitanya Jyoti? Chaitanya Jyoti. That Brahman is Sat, Chit and Anand. Chit is the Chaitanya Jyoti. That mind is illumined by that Satchidananda, that Brahman, Chaitanya Jyoti, Abhasakam. Na manute, you cannot think of. Very clearly Shankaracharya is saying, na manute, na sankalpayati, is the pre-stage of your kama. You cannot do the sankalpa of that also. Napi nischanoti loka. And you cannot ascertain it, nischanoti. You cannot ascertain by your mind. Mind here means buddhi also. Mana buddhi chitta ahankar is coming together in this word. Manaso abhivasakatvena niyantratvat. Why you cannot ascertain or perceive it by your mind? Because it is the illuminator of mind. Self is the illuminator of mind. And niyantratvat. Niyantratvat means it controls. Why it controls? While doing the viveka of our panchakosa, we have seen that thing which is subtler pervades the gross and controls or nourishes. Annamaya kosa is the grossest. Subtler than annamaya kosa is the pranamaya. Pranamaya kosa controls, envelops, energizes annamaya kosa. Subtler than pranamaya kosa is the manomaya kosa. Manomaya kosa controls, nourishes, pervades pranamaya kosa and annamaya kosa. Similarly, vijnanamaya and anandamaya kosa. But subtler than all this is self, atman. Therefore, atman controls everything. Then prati pratyagaveti swatmani na prabhantante antakaranam. It can never perceive directly. The mind can never perceive that Atman directly. Na prabhantante. Why so? Because it is essence of everything. Gross can never perceive the subtle. Can never perceive. We have already seen our Indrikitesya Vivek. The sense object cannot see the eyes. Eyes cannot see the mind. Mind cannot see Atman. Atman can see mind. Mind can see eyes. Eyes can see objects. Why? Objects are gross. Subtler than gross is the Indriya. Indriya can see the object, object cannot see the Indriya. From this Indriya, mind is subtler. Mind can see this Indriya, organs of perception, but organs of perception cannot see mind. Who is the seer of mind? Is the Sakshi. That Atman is the ultimate seer. Sarva visham prati pratyagveti swatmani na prabhante antakaran. It cannot reach the antakaran because it is subtle. Antasthena hi chaitanya jyotisabhavishyatasya manaso manah samartham. That mind can think only when it is illumined by that self. Only then it can be think. So the consciousness is, or that Atman is, behind the mind. It is subtler than mind. Then what we have to do? What is the practical thing? Don't try to imagine and objectify the consciousness. Don't try. You will never be successful. If I want to reach there, what I have to do? You have to keep the sense objects out, withdraw yourself from the sense objects, withdraw from your indriyas, withdraw from your mind, and you are there, that's all. Once you reach there, your mind and intellect is not available with you. You have transcended your mind and intellect. Since your mind and intellect are not available, organs of perception, organs of actions, you have already gone beyond them. So these instruments are no more available there. So how can you perceive? How can you define Brahman? Can you define? No. Nobody till today could define it. For defining, you need your mind and your organs of perception active. But at that time, you have transcended everything, so you cannot define. So what we have to drop? Drop sense object, drop your indriya, drop your thoughts in the mind, you are there. And when you reach there, na heyam, you cannot reject that, na upadeyam, you cannot attain it also. I've gone beyond mind, now I want to reject that also. You can't reject. Or you can't attain it from outside because already with you. Na heyam, na upadeyam. Once you reach there, what happens then? In Nirvana Satkam, we chant this thing. Na me desa rago, na me lobha moho, mado naiva me naiva, masarya bhava, na dharmo na charto, na kamo na mocho, chidananda rupa, sivoham sivoham. Na dvesha and rag, no likes and dislikes, they belong to mind. Once you reach there, once you go beyond mind, no dvesha rag, no likes, dislikes there. Na me lobha moha, no greed. This is also associated with the mind. Moha, delusion is also no more there. Na mad, no pride. Na master, no jealousy. Na dharma, na artha, na kama, na mocha. Where is dharma there? No dharma, no artha, no kama, no moksha. Nothing is there. Khatam. What is that then? Chidananda rupam, sivoham sivoham. It's a chidananda rupam. You have reached there. People identify with mind and also want peace of mind. This will never happen. If I identify with the mind and at the same time I want peace of mind, it will never happen. Why? What is mind? Vritya, mana is the thought. Thought is always disturbance on your consciousness. Consciousness is there. But the thoughts are disturbances on the consciousness, continuously disturbing you. And moment the thoughts subside, you become peaceful. Proof, every day you go into the deep sleep, you are peaceful. No thoughts. So thoughts are disturbances. We give more importance to mind, instead we should give more importance to consciousness. We try to solve our all problems and give more importance to the problem, we give more importance to the mind. Try to give more importance to consciousness. Next time when your mind is turbulent, at that time start thinking about Chaitanya. You will find that your mind quietens immediately. Try this thing. This is practical application. Once you come to know that the who is disturbing you is your thoughts are disturbing you. And once you identify with these thoughts, you are disturbed. If you want peace, what you have to do? You have to give more importance to the consciousness, not to the thoughts. Thoughts are disturbing you. Give more importance to the consciousness. When the mind is turbulent next time, divert your attention from the thoughts to the consciousness. You will get the result.
यच्चक्षुषा न पश्यति येन चक्षुगंसि पश्यति येन चक्षुगंसि पश्यति तदेव ब्रह्मत्वं विद्धि तदेव ब्रह्मत्वं विद्धि नेदं यदिदं उपासते नेदं यदिदं उपासते यच्चक्षुषा न पश्यति येन चक्षुगंसि पश्यति तदेव ब्रह्मत्वं विद्धि नेदं यदिदं उपासते
तदेव ब्रह्मतम विद्धि न इदम यदिदम उपासते नो दैट ब्रह्मन हु इज द इल्यूमिनेटर ऑफ द आईज इल्यूमिनेटर आईज हाउ द आईज गेट द इल्यूमिनेशन इट इज बिहाइंड माइंड फर्स्ट द माइंड इज इल्यूमिन्ड आफ्टर दैट माइंड ट्रांसफर इट टू द इंद्रियस एंड टू द ग्रॉस बॉडी This way it travels. Connection comes this way. Yat chakshusa na pasyati. By eyes we cannot see him. Many nastic people, they give you this argument. Tumhara Bhagwan hai to dikhao. If you can show your Brahman, then I will accept it. Otherwise I will not accept. You can never show Brahman. यच्चक्षुषा न पश्यति येन चक्षुगंसि पश्यति बिकॉज ऑफ द आईज आर एबल टू सी द एबिलिटी टू सी इज कमिंग फ्रॉम इल्यूमिनेटेड बाय ब्रह्मन और द आत्मन सो वॉट एवर इज इल्यूमिनेटेड बाय आईज ऑल द ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इज नॉट ब्रह्मन आईज इट्सेल्फ इज नॉट ब्रह्मन Ability to see is also not Brahman. Brahman is that by which the eyes get the ability to see. But in the seat of meditation, many people come and say, I see some light, blue light, red light, different type of lights they see. I hear some sound of Nupur, I smell some scent of Chandan. Vedanta says, these are all objects. This cannot be Brahman. Why? When you open the eye, the light is gone. Brahman is gone. No. Vedanta says, The Atman and Brahman is that which sees that light, which smells your scent. When you hear the Nupur sound, those sounds are not Brahman. Who is Brahman then? Who is experiencing the Atman? Who is the ultimate seer of all these things? That is Brahman. Not that what you are seeing in your dhyana. In a meditation. Aankh khol diya, light gayi, Brahman gaya. Aisa nahi hai. Then how we see an object? It is said, na vishay karoti antakaran vritta sanyukta na lokaya. यत् चक्षुषा न पश्यति न विषयी करोति अंतःकरण वृत्ति संयुक्तेन लोकः इवन व्हेन द माइंड इज एसोसिएटेड विद द आईज आल्सो यू कैन नॉट सी दैट ब्रह्मन Earlier we have seen, if you want to see, the mind has to be united with the eyes. Then only it can visaya karoti, it pervades that object. If mind is not available, eyes can't perceive. Or if the eyes are available, mind is not available, that also you cannot feel. So both instruments are required. Even the both are there with you, you cannot perceive Brahman. Na visaya karoti, you cannot see it. That is the declaration of Upanishad. Good. So even if you join your sadharan karan, what is sadharan karan? Mind. And what is asadharan karan? All organs of perception. Why they are called asadharan? Because they can perceive only one. Why they perceive only one? One. And why mind can, it's called sadharan? Because made of, oh Jyoti ji, you should be given one chocolate today. Because it is made of all five great elements, that is why it is able to perceive or analyze, classify whatever stimuli is brought in by all organs of perception.
येन श्रोत्रमिदगं श्रुतं तदेव ब्रह्मत्वं विद्धि नेदं यदिदं उपासते यश्रोत्रेण न शृणोति येन श्रोत्रमिदगं श्रुतं तदेव ब्रह्मत्वं विद्धि
So tadeva brahmatam vidhi nedam yadim upasate, that we have discussed earlier. Yas srotena na srunoti, you can't hear Brahman. Yena srotram idam sutam, but the ears can hear because of that. Ability to hear is coming from the Brahman. So you can't hear I want to hear the sound of Brahman. You can't hear. Because Brahman is not sabda, sparsha, rupa, ras, gandha. Brahman is not sabda, sparsha, rupa, ras, gandha. Sabda means sound, sparsha means touch, rupa, any form, ras, any taste, gandha, any smell. In nutshell, it is not a sense object which you can perceive by your organs of perception. So divert your attention from the ear, come to the mind, and from the mind you come to the illuminator of the mind. This is the procedure to reach that Brahman. Whatever you are seeing, whatever you are hearing, whatever you are touching, tasting, divert your attention from the sense object to the organs of perception, from organs of perception go to the mind, and from the mind you go to… So this is the way you go. So what is this ear? The Shankaracharya defines here. He says, Dig devata adhisthitena akashakarena manovritti sanyuktena na visayakaroti lokaha. What is that? Who is the presiding deity of ear? It is said Dig Devata. Presiding deity of the ear is Dig Devata. Akasa Karyena, it is the effect of Akas. We will be learning this in our next Tattvabodha class. It will come. In the next class itself
next
will come.
Class also, everything will come.
Akasa Karyena. Karya means effect. It is the effect of the Akas, space. Akasa Karyena. Manovritti sanyuktena, how the ear is able to hear? Manovritti sanyuktena, both mind and this organs of hearing should be together, then only you can see. But this cannot visaya karoti Brahman. It cannot hear the sound of Brahman. not possible. Okay, then how we have to go? The method is same. From sense object, come to the sense organs, from sense organs to the mind, and from the mind. We will see one more verse and that will end this chapter.
Yat pranena na praneti, yat pranena na praneti, yena prana pratiyate, yena prana pratiyate, tadeva brahmatvam vidhi, tadeva brahmatvam vidhi, nedam yadidam upasate, nedam yadidam upasate, yat pranena na praniti, yena prana praniyate, tadeva brahmatvam vidhi, nedam yadidam upasate, nedam yadidam upasate.
So the last line again same. Tadeva brahma vidhi, nedam yadidam upasate. It's not idam, idam, idam. Whatever you perceive as a idam, idam, idam is alpam, na idam. Then what is that? Yat prane na praniti. You cannot energize Brahman by prana. Prana energizes your gross body and subtle body. Prana is our energy house. Inhaling and exhaling, that gives us the energy. And this prana unites gross body and the subtle body, prana. So by this prana, you cannot energize Brahman. But what is Brahman? Brahman energizes your prana. Because of the Brahman, you have got the ability to inhale and exhale. That is prana. Very good. Then Shankaracharya states here, yat pranena ghranena parthitvena nasika putantara, you should take the ghran also, smell also, because in the prana, when you inhale and exhale, then you have got the sense organ of the smelling also. So by prana, you should take the ghran also. That is all. Tadeva brahma vidhi na idam yadidam upasate. Thing which you are worshipping here, that is not Brahman. Expand your vision. Brahman is not limited to the one idol. Go to the tattva of that idol, not the form. Go. When Thakur Ramakrishna came into contact with the Totapuri, he wanted to give him Advaita. Thakur Ramakrishna was not ready to accept because he was accustomed to talk to Mother Kali. Every day he used to talk. So there was Dvaita, and Totapuri wanted to give him Advaita. So he asked Mother Kali, should I take this Advaita philosophy that Langta has come? Langta means the naked sadhu. That Langta has come, should I take from him? Mother said yes. He came back to Totapuri. Then Totapuri said, okay, you are devotee of Kali, cut the body of Mother Kali. How can you get the Advaita? With the body you will not get. You have to go into the essence of that body. Mother Kali also has got the same Advaita. If you want to Advaita, reach that Advaita, you have to go beyond the gross body, subtle body and the causal body. So he said, mentally you cut the body of the Mother Kali. He did it, got the Advaita. So it is not criticizing the worship of Lord Krishna or Rama. What the Upanishad want to say, go into the essence of that also. The essence is same. Whether it is Rama or Krishna or Kali or Christ, whatever name you want to give, you give. but the essence is one and same. There we have to reach. And that essence is not different from me. I am that. We all think, I am small, I am limited. How can I be Brahman? Brahman is infinite, this and that. No, I am that. So with this we end chapter one of this Kena Upanishad. There are four chapters, we will take up the chapter two now. Now Acharya is going to test whether you have understood the way I have explained to you in chapter one. I have already told about the Brahman. What is Brahman? Now he will test the student whether he has understood properly or not. Then again he will give a khaika, one story will come. In chapter three will be a story, a beautiful story. And in the fourth again, in concluding, he will tell what is to be done. We'll see it in our next session. I hope next session everything will be normal now. So we have got out of 28, we have got nine.
Nine today.
Only 33% attendance, one third. Now majority people could not listen about mind, prana, chakshu. What to do? They have to listen to CD now. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om.